Two proponents of humanitarianism, Elie Wiesel and John Prendergast, stood on stage before a sold-out crowd at the Mahaffey Theater to present From the Holocaust to Darfur, If We Had Only Learned Our Lesson. Hitler's World War II Nazi war machine killed Elie's mother, father, and little sister. The stormtroopers worked the 17-year-old boy to death but couldn't kill him. He lived on hope.
But first of all, I teach my students. I share with them my passion for learning. I'm a teacher. The teacher in me is a writer. The writer in me is a teacher. And I have a passion for learning. That is what I teach my students in Boston University for the last 36 years or so. Or before that at Yale, at City College in New York. This is why I love teaching. And then what I would tell them, that there is hope. Just remember, there is hope, and the hope for me is they. They are my hope. They are tomorrow's children. Already they carry our great grandchildren in them, and they are capable, absolutely capable of changing the world and make it a better world, more welcoming, more hospitable, more human.
Wiesel survived the Nazi Holocaust and has dedicated his life to combating indifference, intolerance, and injustice all over the world. Recently, he wrote to Governor Crist requesting a stay of execution for a convicted killer. Wiesel's plea went unanswered and the killer was executed.
I didn't even know really about the case because I don't live usually in Florida. But when some people called me and say that there is a movement simply trying to prevent that execution, and I am against capital punishment. Again, I'm against the death. I don't think we should increase death. If a person takes life, of course he should be punished, and more severely even, punished. It should be life imprisonment, but not in a good, nice facility, but hard labor. You should pay for it, absolutely, but not death. We should not be agents of death. That's why I asked for clemency, meaning to commute the death sentence into life imprisonment.
John Prendergast, human rights activist and author, is co-founder of Enough Project, an initiative to end genocide and crimes against humanity. Prendergast recently sent an open letter to the Obama administration to help prevent a full-scale war from erupting in Sudan the coming year.
The president has issued a new policy on Sudan, which is very encouraging because it answered a lot of the things that the human rights groups and key members of Congress are asking for. But his personnel have not yet started implementing that policy. So there's still a gap between rhetoric and action, between words and reality, that we have to chase very, very hard as, you know, human rights advocates to ensure that the administration does what it says, what he said they were going to do.
As you enter the Florida Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg, there is a huge picture of children being unloaded from a death camp railroad boxcar. In front is an engraved plaque with the quote, "What hurts the victim most is not the cruelty of the oppressor, but the silence of the bystander." Elie Wiesel. For more information about Eckerd's The Plight and Promise of Africa series, go to WMNF.org/news. From St. Petersburg, for WMNF Evening News, this is Tom Bauer.